Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
We're talking about summer cocktails, by gosh.
Oh, sounds great.
I have two favorites.
I have a couple I'll tell you about, too.
Excellent. Ladies first.
Okay, I will start with a cocktail I was introduced to recently by a friend. She mixed this up for a nice little evening on her back porch, and if I'm recalling correctly, and I say that because I think you can futz with this the way you want. Bottle of rosé, a little bit of club soda, Aperol, Campari to taste, a little bit of lemon juice, and she garnished it with fresh strawberries. And this was delightful. It had that little bit of bitterness that you get from Campari, but it was very light because it had the club soda with a little bit of sparkle to it. And using a rosé as a base is just a really nice way to capture summer in a glass.
That sounds really good.
It was refreshing and not too alcoholic on a hot night.
Excellent. I think that's actually part of the goal. My cocktail is the classic Spanish vermouth cocktail. I don't even know if it has a name. I've been using Casa Mariol vermouth. Mm. Any of the good Spanish red sweet vermouths are great because they're not too sweet, mm-hmm. frankly. I use lemon or lime juice. The Spanish use orange. I mix a bit of olive juice into it in addition to some olives. I shake it sometimes. I stir it sometimes. I dilute it sometimes. I don't sometimes. What's nice is it's about 16% alcohol, so it is not going to land you on the floor. And I think that's the goal with a summer cocktail.
I love that one too because it's savory and a little sweet at the same time. And
You and I are the ones who seem to love this. I have not persuaded my better half to enjoy it yet, but she has tried, but not so far.
Well, more for us.
Exactly.
To each his own.
There you have it. Touché. You have another one?
I do. So I first tried this at the Hamilton Tavern on Harford Road. And as faithful listeners know, I do like my bourbon and rye, and I do like a Manhattan. But in the summer, that is just way too much. And so the Hamilton Tavern features a drink. I believe it's called the Old Hamilton is what they're calling it. So it's sort of a riff on the old fashioned. And I make this at home where you muddle a slice of orange and bitters in a glass, add a little bit of rye, and then ginger beer. And I am totally sold on ginger beer. I don't like ginger ale so much, but I love ginger beer. Put some ice in there, and it's a nice way to have that sort of sweet and pepperiness of rye, and I like it with the orange. But again, it is not too heavy.
In the summertime, I like the sidecar, which is a nice alternative to the Manhattan, which is in equal proportions, classically, lemon juice, brandy, and a little bit of triple sec or Cointreau, lots of ice.
Now, that sounds heavy.
Well, shake a lot.
Okay.
You dilute a lot, actually, you know, and that's what I like in the summer. Just shake it a lot. I don't know. It's kind of nice on the next to the hot tub, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's what I've been doing. So equal parts brandy, lemon juice, and triple sec or Cointreau. I don't know. It works out pretty good. I think the lemon juice lightens it a little bit. Maybe a little bit more lemon juice in the summer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
And if you're adding ice, that helps.
I'm still standing. So some nice
summer. You and Elton John.
Touché. Some nice summer cocktails from us here at Word on Wine. If you didn't manage to catch all the recipes, we'll post them on wbjc.com. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.